This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Dallas at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We, as a station, have so many Billie Eilish tickets laying around. We're just blowing them out.
Where are we keeping those? I'd love to get a pair.
They're hidden from you.
Oh.
They're in the lactation room.
Yeah.
Ah!
If you can figure out what the code is for that room, you can
go get them. My key won't let me in. I've tried.
You need the key and a code.
No boys allowed.
No boys allowed, Vincent. All this week, Mason has tickets for you at noon. Jane's got you at 4, 5, and 6. All throughout her show. All of this is on the 05s. We give you code words around the 05s. There must be something about the text number. You have to get the thing on the 05. That's when we do it. So Billie Eilish tickets. You'll get a word. You text it to the contest line, 20357. And you are in the running for a pair of tickets for the just-announced Billie Eilish concert on November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of 11 Nation. And speaking of tickets to stuff, Dead & Company. I told you, I don't know when we found out about this, maybe like last week, that they're going to do 3 big shows this summer. They're in early August, and there's an artist presale for 3-day tickets. So, you know, if you're one of those deadheads, you got to go to all 3 shows. You're going to camp out there. I don't know what you're going to do. It's in Golden Gate Park. They're going to go on. So if you're the artist presale for 3-day tickets is 10 o'clock this coming Wednesday, a week from yesterday, the 28th. General public sales are May 30th. The ticket packages are really expensive. It's looking like $635 for the full weekend, which is more expensive than Coachella, Outside Lands, Bottle Rock, oof. Dead & Company.
This will not only will this sell out.
Oh yeah,
people will be coming from all around the country for this, and they will buy the packages for sure. The Dead knows their, Dead & Company know their audience very well. It's going to sell out, and it's going to be so fun.
Single day tickets are going to start at about $250, but those aren't coming till later. So they're going to start with the ticket packages for the full weekend, $635. Get them if you can, because they're going to cost 5 times that.
Once the show surgeon will be there, I'm sure of it. He's a big Dead & Company fan.
Our surgeon.
Deepak. Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
There is also going to be a limited number of $60 tickets, and those will be available by lottery for California firefighters.
Cool.
I know. Isn't that cool? June 4th. So if you are or you know a California firefighter, this is a story in the Chronicle that I'm looking at right now, and I'm not seeing a bunch of links here, but hopefully that information gets circulated to California firefighters. Let's see. That's basically all I've got there. But they've released some ticket information. Golden Gate Park this summer. I don't see the dates right here, but I think it was the first weekend of August. And I'm sure that you'll know when you... Oh, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2025.
So that's the week before Outside Lands, right?
It is the weekend before Outside Lands, yes.
Oh, Golden Gate Park.
It's going to be trashed.
Well, I mean, it's definitely hard on the locals who live right there, that's for sure.
So they've also announced their opening acts. It looks like Billy Strings is doing Friday, August 1st. Sturgill Simpson, Johnny Blue, Skies, Saturday. And Trey Anastasio Band on Sunday.
Oh, that's the Fish guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that guy. The Fish guy?
Yeah, he's the lead singer for Fish.
Oh, okay.
He's the main guy.
Yeah.
Well, this is right up his alley.
By the way, yeah, it is.
This is his jam, if you
will.
If
you go to deadandcompany.com,
yeah,
they've got all the stuff on
there.
Oh,
okay, great. Good,
everything
good,
you want.
Good,
they have travel packages. And
they're going to be at the Polo Field. They expect about 60,000 people a day, which actually seems very low to me, but maybe that's all that they can sell. Who knows? Anyway, Dead & Company. Ticket info and more. You said deadandcompany.com?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Maybe throw a link up on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Chris Brown was arrested a couple days ago in London. He beat the hell out of some record producer a couple Februaries ago. And then got out of the country. And then the minute he came back in, it looks like they picked him right up. And at first they were like, and he is a flight risk. He's Chris Brown. Like, he's going to go get on his jet and leave. And then clearly they couldn't get at him for 2 years. They did finally set bail. He's been freed. $6.7 million bail.
Go.
So I think, I don't know if my bounty hunting skills are right. I think he only has to come up with 10% of that. Right? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know how it all works. I got mad bounty hunting skills, but I kind of, you know, I forget the math part.
Ah, that's funny. So, yeah, I don't know.
He was arrested last week over a 2023 assault, and he's also being sued for $30 million by a former super fan who claims that he falsely painted her as a dangerous stalker. So.
Well.
Everybody wants some money.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's possible that he did defame someone who was just like a super fan.
Well, isn't he the guy who we got... He was calling some lady who was trying to be around him. He called her old and dusty.
Old, dusty, musty, crusty. Yeah.
Right?
She's old. No,
that's where
never,
we got
I
that
would
from.
Never be with her. She's old. And maybe that's the lady.
Might be.
She's like, I'm 24. Old, crusty. I just thought this was sort of an interesting story. I've always thought that Miley Cyrus has a really specific voice. Even just the way, not just the way she sings, which is very much her own, very unique. Even just the way she talks and in her laugh, it's all, she's got like a certain very Miley Cyrus-y sounding voice. And apparently she's got a medical reason behind it. She has something called Reinke's edema, R-E-I-N-K-E, Reinke's edema. And it became worse in her early 20s. It's basically a swelling of the vocal cords. It can be caused by vocal abuse, smoking, and acid reflux. And she also has a large polyp on one of her vocal cords. Miley says, being 21 and staying up and drinking and smoking and partying after every show does not help. But also, in my case, it does not cause it. My voice always sounded like this. So I have this very large polyp on my vocal cord, which has given me a lot of the tone and the texture that's made me who I am, but it's extremely difficult to perform with because it's like running a marathon with ankle weights on. She doesn't want to go get it removed, though, because she's like, that might make me sound like someone completely different. You know,
I can see the tear.
Do you remember what our old boss, Jim McGuinn's voice sounded like? He had a pretty raspy, husky voice, and he liked to sing, but he had a vocal polyp removed after we worked for him, and his voice is clear and completely different now.
In a bad way?
No, in just a normal sounding dude voice that doesn't have kind of a raspy thing to
it. I do remember that, but I also was only around him for the small, like, you knew him before and you guys camped and you knew his wife and stuff. I knew him when I worked with him. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. I thought he was a great leader.
Yep.
But I couldn't even imagine. what he would sound like
just,
today.
He still sounds like Jim, but he just doesn't have that raspy growl. At least not the last time I talked to him. And he had told me he was having this done. And so she's not wrong. Like, it probably would really change your voice.
Yeah, but...
But to perform with something like that that's dragging you down and making you tired. Interesting, right?
And can that lead to more problems?
Maybe. You know, she doesn't really tour.
Right.
And I think that must be the reason, like,
She does shows, but yeah.
Yeah, she'll do a show here and there.
Not like big tours.
Right. She's not... I mean, I'm sure that night after night, that would be really... She must have to give it time to rest and recover after she does a bunch of songs.
The music business is a complete mystery to me now. The idea that you can somehow not sell records and not do shows, but still be worth a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she did Hannah Montana, and I know that she's... But it still doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how are you making your money if you don't tour and you don't sell records?
She's a hit machine. She sells records.
Yeah, but...
No, well, she doesn't sell records. She what she does is streams. She must be streaming enough. So. Hold on, I'm going to get her net worth and see if we can guess what
I'm sure she's worth a fortune. To me, that's why I'd go get the polyp done. If I was worth $100 million.
Well, she's hinted that she may never tour again because of her physical and mental reasons, too. She just says it's too stressful.
All right, what do you guys think she's worth?
$100 million.
$300 mil.
I'll say $400 million.
$160 million. That's another point for you, Vin.
Oh, thank you so much.
$160 million. 3 points for you heading into our... I believe we're doing a Quentin Tarantino quiz. Yeah.
What's weird is there are people that you would talk to in the music business who would say there is nothing like performing in front of a live audience and everything... If everything goes as you hope it will, you've done put everything in place and it all goes well... It's the most exhilarating feeling in the entire freaking world.
It's gotta be incredible.
There's nothing like it. And then you hear other people who are all, it is horrifying. That's the last thing I want to do is be wearing the same underwear 6 days in a row. Like, you know, you're on the road.
Mm. You didn't bring enough underwear? I mean, did you know how many days you'd be out there? It seems like the underwear.
Well, that
like
one pair got stained, and then the other pair didn't get washed yet, and then I'm in my other pair, and I realize I'm just going to stay in these until we find.
Can someone
laundry.
Run to Costco and get me a new pack of underwear? It's here.
You ever hear
$9.
Dave Grohl back in the old days? He was like, "I just want to go buy new socks. Mm. I need new. There's too much dirty laundry. I need new socks."
Well, when it comes to socks and underwear, like, if you're a band that's making any money, I feel like you should splurge and get some brand new
Splash
socks
out,
and underwear.
Sure.
Just go ahead and let's make that happen. Anyway, there you go. Miley Cyrus. There's a medical reason behind her raspy voice, they say here.
I'm a fan of hers either way.
I'm with you. Congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel. He's welcomed his first grandchild. He missed only his second show in 22 years. And no, that's not to say he hasn't taken off time because he had a baby with a heart condition and he did take some time off. And he takes summers off, I believe. But I guess that like calling in sick on the day of a show, like, oh my God, my daughter is in labor and I'm going to be a grandfather. This is only the second time he's saying in 22 years, we got a baby. And so he is 57 years old, reporting for grandpa duty. Yeah, he said, don't worry, you're only 56, right?
I'm 56 with a young
fine,
kid.
Yeah.
He's at least, oh God.
Kimmel apologized to the audience for his show last night. He said, I guess he had his appendix out in 2007, an emergency surgery. This is only the second time he skipped a show. He said, we were supposed to have a show last night, but we didn't because my daughter had a baby. So I decided to be there instead of here. He went on to apologize to fans who would have been in the live studio audience and to Seth Rogen, who was slated to be his guest on Monday night. He was very understanding. And luckily, he was totally high when I called him. The baby's very healthy. They gave her a very cute name. Her name is Melania. It's Melania the Stallion.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. And then he made millions more jokes. And in the end, the kid's name is Patty Joan.
Patty Joan?
Patty Joan. Yeah.
That's surprising.
It's, let's see, the newborn shares her middle name with his mom, Joan.
See, that's, you know what? That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
My grandma that I never met, her name was Josephine, and I probably should have named one of my kids Josephine. Just because it's yeah. cool to have your family, you know, names sort of live on, I think.
Well, one's only six. You can always change it up.
I don't know.
Lots of time to figure it out.
Yeah, she's gotten pretty into, that's part of her identity. Edie Rose.
Edie's so cute.
That's a great name.
I know.
And she's cute.
She is. So this is apparently, he's married right now to Molly McNerney. And has been since 2013. But he was married to a lady named Gina from 88 to 2002. And I think that they only have the one kid together. I'm not positive. And in between there, he was with Sarah Silverman, although they never married or had kids or anything. So this must be, this has got to be Katie Kimmel, who just had a baby.
Two children with Katie Kimmel, with Gina Maddie. That was his first.
Oh,
was his
who's first the wife. Baby that he had with Molly then? So they don't, they're not listing that third kid here.
Yeah.
It was a boy and had a heart problem right off the bat. Remember?
Oh yeah. Molly.
Anyway, it's fine. Jimmy Kimmel's daughter. I think she's 30.
They have two children, Jane and Billy.
Oh. So he's four children altogether.
Yep.
Okay. There we go. Thanks a lot, Google.
What did Google do?
They only listed two of his kids.
Oh.
No, they have. Yeah. I mean, you obviously went a little deeper. You showed Google what? Anyway, there's that. Jimmy Kimmel. We're all turning into grandparents now.
I love when you use the kids' words.
What? Yeah. Thanks for noticing. You know, I'm just trying to keep it cool, keep it real.
Yeah, no, you're doing that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. All right, Vin, what do you got coming up?
A news anchor from Schenectady.
Oh.
And the kids and their internet after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Quick thanks to Adia for a bunch of our jingles and just for being amazing. You can head to our Facebook page and see all their upcoming performance dates. Also, you can head over to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 for all the fun and all the new video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Check us out over here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Drag Me to Brunch. Oh. Alice is proud to partner with the W for their upcoming Drag Meet a Brunch event for this year's Pride. Starring Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. All this week, listen at 8:05 a.m. 3:05 p.m. for the code word and text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Meet a Brunch with us on June 28th at the WSF.
Oh, you decided to go. I'm so happy. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, no, I think it will be really fun. I love that gag where I'm not going, but the truth is I am going. I like paychecks. As much as I love this job, I also, this is a job.
Absolutely.
I must pay bills. Like all of you out
the
there.
The end.
Driving down the road now going, yeah, I'm late for work.
I gotta go. Bills.
Yeah. It's got to happen. Mm. All right. Mostly sunny, highs in the 70s, in some places almost pushing 80. It looks, right now, it looks spectacular out our window.
Yeah, so pretty.
Here in downtown San Francisco. Looking a little farther beyond, it looks like we may be socked in on the coast, but every place else, really nice.
Like the outlook for the weekend?
That's pretty typical in the mornings and then clears up, so.
Enjoy your late afternoon barbecue.
I'm not doing extended forecasts at this point. Right now, I'm just saying, beautiful outside right now, and looks like the coast might be socked in. A news anchor in Schenectady, New York, named Olivia Jaquith. Jaquith.
Could be Jaquith. I grew up with some Jaquiths.
You did?
Yeah. J-A-Q-U-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Matthew Jaquith.
Jaquith, a news anchor in Schenectady, New York, named Olivia Jaquith, went into labor just before her morning newscast yesterday and still anchored the show.
Oh.
Her water broke at 4:15.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And she said she was on the air about 90 minutes later. She said her contractions weren't close together and she'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
Yeah, but once your water breaks, shouldn't you really get to the hospital? I mean, you're leaking, lady.
I don't know. I mean, that's when Isla was coming, that's my oldest daughter. I got up to go to work. It was 3 a.m. Christina got up and went, uh-oh.
Whoosh.
And splash right there on the wood floors. And I took a picture because I thought, well,
there's the first look at her.
The first sign of our kid.
Right.
Water all around the feet. I still have it. I look at it.
Good.
Really fun. Yeah. Anyway.
When it all started then.
Right. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to work. I'll see you at the hospital later. And she was not having that.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm having a baby.
Yeah.
And it's your baby and you're staying with me and we're going to the hospital. Grab the bags, fool. We're off to the races.
You have to know me though at that time. And even now I still knee jerk too. Well, but work comes first in every possible way. I must do my job and then I deal with everything else.
It's only a few hours. I'll be home soon. Don't worry. Just wait for me here.
I was eating my cereal when she, you know, threw down the, you're not going to work. Stop it.
Yeah. And you were like, you had to get out of bed. You had to get out of bed before I left. Could have just waited in bed.
I don't know how to deal with this stuff. Like I said, I knee jerk too. Well, I must work.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Go to work.
You'll have babies every day.
Don't look at me like that, Bob. You don't know.
It's a knee jerk for a reason.
It's what I've always done.
You want to give him a knee because he's such a jerk.
I mean, except when I was drinking so much that I couldn't get into work. And that was just,
yeah, you know, that was problematic. We should play a game called Is He There Yet?
Yep, I know.
Is he there yet? Once in a while, he would be. Crazy.
The most sleep deprived. This is not a win for our guy over here. The most sleep deprived cities in America. It's not good Virginia. It's bad Virginia.
Oh.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk.
Norfolk,
Norfolk?
Virginia.
Okay, guys.
No, but that's
how you
say it.
Let's call it Norfolk. Let's call it Norfolk.
It says you don't pronounce the L right here.
Let's do it, though. Norfolk.
That's where all the Navy base is.
Oh.
The Atlantic Fleet.
They sleep the least? Is that because the Navy base is so loud?
Well, they just say, research team used data from the Centers for Disease Control to look into sleep habits of people in 100 major cities. Mm-hmm. And they put out a list of the most sleep-deprived cities in America, and at number one is?
Norfolk.
Virginia. Also known as Bad Virginia. Yeah. New Orleans, Detroit, Toledo, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Anyway,
I
don't understand.
Why do people sleep so badly in those cities? And how do they know this?
The least sleep-deprived cities, San Jose, California comes in at three.
I find that hard to believe.
Oakland, California comes in at number nine.
Oh. Yeah.
San Francisco, California comes in at number 10.
What?
People sleeping in Oakland.
I'm shocked by that.
Are you a good little sleeper, Bob? You live in San Francisco. You're number 10 on the list.
I sleep. I like it.
Well, I like it too. That
Everybody
doesn't mean
likes
it's going
it,
to happen.
Right.
It's good for you. It's really bad for you not to sleep.
Right.
Just strong.
Almost half of young people would prefer a world without the internet. Half of 16 to 21-year-olds support digital curfew. And nearly 70% feel worse after using social media.
If we could limit ourselves, it is an incredible tool that is insanely useful. We can't do it, though.
I have a 19-year-old student I was talking to a couple months ago, and she was like, I really wish I was born in your generation. She's like, I really think that
that's what these kids
they
are
want
saying.
Less of it. So I think it's a
my
thing.
My kids
I think
felt that way when they watched Stranger Things. My sons were like, that looks like what a childhood should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And they were before really everybody had a screen. I mean, they were 10 years, I guess not quite 10 years old when the iPhone came up, but close to it. You know, they at least had a sort of semi-regular childhood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I think on top of, as I've mentioned, that I will often open my phone for something and then find myself on Instagram and think,
even though you have to dig for Instagram,
I didn't even go here for this. What just happened to me? And I'm pretty good about not wasting my time on the internet, but it really is habitual. Mm-hmm. And even in spots, and this is one of those things that just, it's human nature. If someone's phone lights up near you, you look.
Yep.
Oh, the light. My daughter, who doesn't even has never had a phone, will go, your phone just, here, your phone. I'm like, I don't need to see that this second. It's right. Okay. But
it notified you. There's a notification.
There's something on your phone. I'm like, it's okay. I don't need it. Whatever it is, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We're all here. Everyone here is safe. Everyone, it'll be fine.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's good to hear that the kids are like that. They need to be aware of the fact that this is not productive. This
it is good to hear that
hole you fall into.
What did you say was the amount of 16 to 21 year olds who were like, we like the curfew? And
half of 16 to 21 year olds support digital curfews, and nearly 70% feel worse after using social media.
Yeah. If only we could police ourselves. It takes effort to not be bored. And so the easiest thing is just to sit there and scroll through your phone.
You know what? One of the weirdest catches is, and I don't know if they did this by design and they knew it, but when they added the camera to every phone, that for me, this is just personal. Maybe the rest of you are like, who needs pictures of everything? But I have kids now and I will believe and then go, I got to get the damn camera. I turn around and go back, yep. Even though I'm going to the skate park and I'm not needing any calls. I need my camera so 100%. I can get that kid dropping in. I got to do this.
It's become the everything gadget. I can pay for stuff with it. It shows me how to get someplace. I take pictures of my kids. My husband can call me and ask me to pick something up at the store. I pay for the stuff at the store. I got an app for the store. I got it all on there, man.
Or you text him back. That's your job.
That's true. I would do that. But but for normal people.
Yeah.
It's just, it's everything.
Nice try, John.
So it's how I hook up my music and my car. It's everything. I mean, we lean on that little gadget for everything. You think to yourself, I could go a day or two without it. No, you can't. You won't be able to access any of your stuff. People who drive Teslas, it's how you start your car. It's how you get in and how you start it. And I'm sure that's not only Teslas.
No, that was one of the reasons I chose the car I did. They had another way for me to do that without having to.
Oh, right. You have like a.
I have a keypad that can get me in and I can keep the key and I don't need to be carrying a card or a phone in order to get into it. That was a turnoff.
Right.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
All right.
The word Virginia.
It's about virgins.
No, that's the word that you told me not to say anymore.
Oh, Norfolk. It's a difficult one to say, and because I don't want any trouble, we get that that's not how to say it. Norfolk is how that word is said.
I started taking my 14-year-old's phone from her when she gets home from school. She's so much happier. It's almost a pass for her to tell her friends that she can't and chat and participate in what everyone's up to online. I like it.
Yeah. Plus, it's a whole leave them wanting more thing, too. Like, I don't want to be that available. And I like people more when they're not constantly trying to get a hold of me or, you know, hearting all my stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like we're just too much all up in each other's business.
Vincent.
Is it your mom?
They full name. Yeah, I mean, normally it's only my mom gets to full name me. That's what the Meta glasses are for. I roll out of my house now with my Apple Watch and my glasses. The only thing I missed about the phone was taking pictures. Problem solved.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't have the glasses. How are yours going?
You know, I have them. I never use them. But I was thinking the other day, because I didn't get my prescription in them, but when I have my contacts in, I can just put them on. And I was thinking, we have a bike ride planned for this weekend, so I think I'm going to...
Oh, are we going to get a post?
No, but I'll show you.
Okay.
I'm actively trying to not post on social media. Please follow me. I'll never bother you. Clarky Clark on Instagram.
415 says, country? Any deadheads worldwide are flying in for the 60th anniversary.
Oh, I don't know why anyone cares about that band, but, you know, enjoy yourself.
I like them.
I know.
They're fun.
It's inexplicable to me.
If you've never been, I understand. There's a vibe there that is almost...
So you're saying it's the experience more than the band.
Absolutely.
The
it's the whole thing. And the last show I went to, while I have in the 80s, went to a Deadhead show and took LSD. The last show, nothing. I just went. I mean, I was there with my friend
Deepak.
Did you
buy any rocks off anybody in the parking lot?
No, I did not. Okay. But I did. Walking in to a Deadhead show, the one that was at Oracle, which is what we call the baseball stadium now.
Yeah. Just call it Packball Park.
I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. But walking in, you come across that bridge, and there are people selling Whippet balloons. Mm. And I was like, still? All these years later, everybody's still up to this.
I actually
want to
go to the show now.
Don't worry. They got the tanks, and they're not even trying to hide it. They're right there in plain view.
This is fantastic.
I'm with you now.
Yeah, I'm suddenly into going to the show.
I won't listen to the music, but it's in the parking lot.
You would have fun. It would surprise you. You would like it.
Party. Suddenly I'm into jam bands.
Vin is right. The number for the show's record was 4.
Oh, okay.
4 dudes.
Yeah, it feels so unbelievably large of a number.
It does. Mm. But young people, young good-looking people,
with energy,
get to do what they want.
Right. Well, you know, you need your rent paid.
You need your what?
Rent paid.
I don't know anything about that.
Me either. Why would anyone ever say that?
So cryptic.
Or is it?
Vin, did you figure out what day you're going to Bottle Rock? Yes, I'm going Saturday. And if you see me, say hi. I'll be out there with my kids and my wife. We'll be hanging out. All right,
well,
game time.
I predict that Vinny will win. He's already 3 points. He got a Miley point. He got an Ursay age, Jim Ursay's age. And there was one other one that you got right.
Can I tell you one more thing real quick?
Yes. Is it Jim Ursay?
I looked up that thing, the boy that jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
And it was a 17-year-old boy on a field trip with a Sonoma County High School. He jumped off the bridge just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say here there was a surfer in the water down below surfing, and he paddled over to the kid when the kid told him he wasn't trying to harm himself. He was just doing that. And the guy who rescued him was yelling at him.
Well, yeah.
What are you?
A total idiot? No, man, I lived. What? That's the problem when someone lives.
The guy out there surfing said, I thought, well, he's going to die. I paddled out there and he told me he jumped for kicks. That's when I lost it and told him what he did was wrong. Life is precious. You should not take risks. Like, here's a kid who's now catching it from a guy who surfs.
Don't muck with the surfers.
There you go.
Don't Norfolk with
them. But he did
either.
Do it for fun and lived.
Yeah. To impress his class.
Okay, trash me.
All right.
Or get some, game me.
Let's game him.
Got some Quentin Tarantino trivia. These are not all easy. So, we'll start with Sarah.
Okay.
What was the original budget for Reservoir Dogs? Was it $500,000, $1.2 million, or $3 million?
Well, if somebody read it, they would be like, "This is pretty freaking good." I'm gonna say $3 million.
$500,000.
I also will say $500,000.
You're all wrong.
Oh,
$1.2 million. Bob, in Pulp Fiction, which Bible verse does Jules recite before executing somebody? Is it Ezekiel 25:17, Genesis 4:10, or Revelations 12:7?
Revelations.
Is that me?
Yes.
Ezekiel.
I think it's Ezekiel.
Ezekiel is correct. Mm. All right, this one's for Vin. In Kill Bill Volume 1, which member of the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad does the bride kill first? Oren Ishii, Vernita Green, or L Driver?
Vernita Green.
I thought it was L Green.
No. Is that your guess?
What? Give me the names again.
Oren Ishii, Vernita Green, or L Driver.
Oh. L is, I'm going to say it's Vernita Green.
Vernita Green.
You're all wrong. It's Oren Ishii. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, Vernita Green,
girl,
she doesn't kill.
Says...
Yeah, she doesn't kill because of the little girl.
Oh, that's the right.
I thought she says to the little girl,
"You're gonna come and get me. You're gonna come get me after." I think she does.
What do you mean you don't know?
And it's what is that lady's name in real life? Veruca Salt. It is it. It's Veronica Shimonica.
Oh, Oren Ishii is the first one she kills.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe though.
You can fact check.
All right, go ahead. Who cares?
All right, Sarah. What is Mr. Blonde's real name in Reservoir Dogs? Vic Vega, Larry Dimmock, or Freddie Newendike?
The first one.
Say it again.
Vic Vega, Larry Dimmock, or Freddie Newendike?
The last one.
I'll say Larry.
It is Vic Vega.
All right.
And a follow-up for that question. What's the connection between Vic Vega and Vincent Vega in the Tarantino universe?
That's why I didn't pick the Vega, because there's a Vega in the other movie.
Are they the same character with a different timeline? They're brothers, or there's no connection between the two?
They're brothers.
I'll go brothers, too.
Brothers is correct.
We all get a point for that. Bob, you're on the board.
All right. I believe it's to Bob. What fake movie is featured within Once Upon a Time in Hollywood starring Rick Dalton? Is it Bounty Law, Apache Blood, or Hellride?
Bounty Law is the TV show he was on.
Say the question again, please.
It says fake movie, and I believe you're right, because it was a TV show. Featured in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Bounty Law, Apache Blood, or Hellride?
So are you saying she got it right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she got it right.
But it was a TV show.
I hate AI.
AI is flawed. It really is.
Not you, Maddie. You're perfect.
Not you. You are perfect.
All right, last one.
All right.
Get your shirt off, big boy.
What is the exact number of chapters in Pulp Fiction? 5, 6, or 7?
5. 6.
You going to take your shirt off or what?
Why did I take my shirt off?
Well, because you're, you know, perfect. I'm into it.
You're so thirsty.
Thirsty.
Are you going to take it off or not?
I am not.
I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. No. HR! Okay.
Sorry, what was the question?
What is the exact number of chapters in Pulp Fiction?
7.
It is 5.
Ah. Right. It doesn't matter, though, because by a score of 5 for Vinny, with his 3-point lead coming in, 4 for Sarah, and 1 for Bob, it's Vinny!
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you. I'm glad to represent the people's champion.
Thank you for being the people's champion.
It's here for you.
Yeah.
At all times.
Goodbye. Wait, be sure to listen for Mason and your tickets for Billie Eilish that Jane has coming. Jane also has your chance to go to Drag Me to Brunch and the Billie Eilish tickets. And by the way, the next time we see you.
Oh, thank God. This week.
And one other thing. Bob's Movie Club. We're going to watch some movies with the Bob's Movie Club. This week's assignment, you have until Thursday of next week. It's Pacific Heights, the movie from 1990. And by the way, good job on your inaugural edition.
Awesome job.
Of Bob's Movie Club.
And she made some other fun contributions today. Good job, Bob.
Nice job, Bobby. It's good. You're getting us attached to you. And even the listeners are noticing. Have a good day. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at
97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.